It's a miracle. Republicans and Democrats across the country all agree on one thing. Joe Biden completely humiliated himself, the Democrat Party, and our country at the presidential debate last night. And now there is an almost universal call amongst the liberals in the media, Democrats in Congress, to have old Joe step down and end his reelection campaign. Get your coffee ready because I got all the clips of old Joe mumbling and losing his train of thought and the liberal media melting down and in a complete and utter panic after the debate. But we shouldn't get our hopes up too high because if Gavin Newsom comes in to try to save the day, that is a whole new game. At this point, Joe Biden would easily lose to Donald Trump. But Gavin Newsom comes in. He is a slick-talking, silver-tongued salesman. And that's going to shake up this presidential race like nothing before we've ever seen. It became clear in the first 15 seconds of the debate that it was way past old Joe's bedtime and he was in way over his head.
We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare. They're putting them on Social Security. They're going to destroy Social Security.
We beat Medicare. He couldn't have set President Trump up for a better comeback, even if he tried. The entire debate was like watching a highlight reel of old Joe's senior moments.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we had the safest border in the history of our country. The board, all he had to do was leave it. All he had to do was leave it.
And I must say that President Trump was on his best behavior. I like a combative, sarcastic, and immature President Trump, but that doesn't go over very well with a lot of voters. And he was extremely presidential, and the contrast between him and the corpse that he was standing next to couldn't have been greater. I'm not kidding you. The entire debate was one 90-minute senior moment.
And by the way, with regard to prescription drugs, one company agreed that they would reduce the price to $35, which I was calling for, one, voluntarily. I made sure every company in the world, every pharmaceutical company, cannot have to pay.
Thank you.
And by the way...
So every day, millions of Americans struggle just to make ends meet. For many older Americans, Social Security provides a critical lifeline.
Older Americans like old Joe, who thinks that there are trillionaires living in America.
Number one. Number two, that $2 trillion tax cut benefited the very wealthy. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. And what's happening?
What's happening is your political career is coming to an end. Here he is bickering with Donald Trump about their golf scores.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8.
Never.
But I have, you know how many? How,
I've seen your swing. I know your swing.
Okay, let's not act like children. President Trump, we're going to try.
Let's not act like children.
You
to
are a
child. Specific concern that voters have about you. Will you pledge?
That was actually pretty sad. The hilarious part of the evening came in the post-debate analysis by CNN and MSNBC because every single person on television was absolutely horrified. Here's Van Jones. Almost in tears.
That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I work for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all. But I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy. That's a good man. He loves his country. He's doing the best that he can. But he had a test to meet tonight to restore confidence of the country and of the base. And he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention.
You can see how hard this is for him to say. He doesn't want to say it, but he's dancing around it, and he'll get to it.
And there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden, and it's personally painful for a lot of people. It's not just panic, it's pain of what we saw tonight.
Remember, it was just last week that the media was saying that Joe Biden was as sharp as a tack, and anybody saying that he was unfit for office and having severe mental cognitive abilities was just spreading fake news or cheap fakes, deceptively edited videos. But now they are almost all in agreement that old Joe has got to go.
This was a game-changing debate in the sense that right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. It started minutes into the debate, and it continues right now. It involves party strategists. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people down the party in the ticket. And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Other of the conversations are about, should prominent Democrats go public with that call? Because they feel this debate was so terrible.
You know that it was bad when they can't possibly gaslight their audience and that they're all in agreement that old Joe's got to go. We're seeing basically a coup in the Democrat Party because they know that Joe has no chance against Donald Trump. But if they swap him out for Gavin Newsom, that's going to energize the base. Gavin Newsom is going to restore confidence in the Democrat Party. A fresh new face, a slick talker from California. This race is going to get very weird very soon. Chuck Yeager over at the Young Turks, the Young Jerks, was perhaps the least diplomatic and the most straightforward about what just happened.
This thing is over. He looks like he's barely surviving. I don't mean the debate, I mean life. And so there's no person that has a single brain cell left in their head who thinks that Joe Biden is the best candidate to take on Donald Trump. You would have to be even crazier than Donald Trump to think that. This thing is over. I'll guarantee you this. I would bet any, show me a Democratic politician and I will bet them any amount of money that Joe Biden's going to lose this election if he's the candidate. It's a guaranteed loss.
It certainly is, which is why we're seeing the rumblings of a coup, which will most likely happen at the convention, so that they can put it off on the delegates instead of on Joe Biden or the Democrat Party itself. Because if Joe Biden steps down and then hands the baton to Kamala Harris, which is the normal line of succession, she would still lose against Donald Trump because she is less liked than old Joe. And so they need Gavin Newsom. But if they just put him in there, the Democrats are going to look weak because not having Kamala step up to the plate as the VP who is supposed to be the next president or the next candidate from that party in training, they're going to look pathetic. And so it looks like what's probably going to happen is they're going to have the delegates at the convention in August vote for Gavin Newsom. And if Joe Biden doesn't step down willingly, if he's not going to go along with the plan, if his handler and caretaker Jill isn't going along with this, then they may actually use that infamous Alphabet Agency's frozen poison dart gun in order to, how shall we say, make Joe Biden step down.
All of these X factors that they do need to start thinking about, to the point that Stephanie is making, because what if delegates... One of the texts that I got tonight was from a delegate.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Who said, this is the substance of their text. We delegates may have to take matters into our own hands. Now,
but
I don't know what that person thinks
candidate.
That means.
There has to be an alternate candidate. It can't just be we want a not Joe Biden candidate. There has to be a person who embodies the other option.
Yeah, you're right. And the obvious other person is the vice president, but there's a lot of question and doubt in people's minds whether this country would ever elect a black woman president or a woman, period, after the Hillary Clinton experience. So there isn't a logic thing happening right now. It's an emotional thing, but it's real.
No, I mean, you can't change the candidate, but you can. I mean, there were people talking tonight about how that process works, and that conversation is live and active at the highest levels of the Democratic Party.
Like I said, there's no sugarcoating how bad he did. Nobody has the guts to try to gaslight their audience and say with a straight face that Joe Biden even did moderately okay. Well, with the exception of Jill, his caretaker, who thinks he did great.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Lie! Yes.
Ever since old Joe announced that he was actually going to run for re-election, I've been saying that he painted himself into a corner because this was inevitable, as Chris Wallace, who now works for the Clown News Network, also admits was, well, take it away, Chris.
And this has been, quite frankly, a car accident in slow motion that we've seen over and building and questioning it. And, you know, as has been pointed out, Joe Biden sought this debate at this remarkably early time because he knew he was losing and he needed to change the narrative. Yep. And he did change the narrative. He sunk his campaign tonight.
He certainly did. And we haven't even got into any of the countless lies that old Joe spewed like this.
We significantly increased the number of asylum officers. By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed my position.
That's interesting because right after he said that, they posted on their official Twitter account of the Border Patrol Union. To be clear, we never have and never will endorse Biden. Old Joe is getting so old that he only had one angry outburst throughout the entire debate.
My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
That was him repeating the same lie again that has been circulating in the media for years, claiming Donald Trump called our veterans and our soldiers, quote, suckers and losers. And guess who just so happened to be at the debate in the spin room across the entire country in Georgia? California Governor Gavin Newsom, who was, I guess, the only other person on planet Earth other than Jill, old Joe's caretaker, to say with a straight face that Joe Biden did fantastic and was the winner, because he's playing the role of the reluctant nominee. He doesn't want to come in and have to save the Democrat Party, but he'll do it because he has to. It's going to be a big surprise for him. He thought that old Joe was going to make it to the finish, but in these difficult times, after the CIA hits old Joe with the frozen poison dart gun, Gavin Newsom will come to the Democrats' rescue. This was such a disaster that CNN's own poll has Donald Trump, the winner of the debate, at 67% to 33%. And this weekend, save 20% off of any of my shirts from markdice.com by using the promo code WINNER at the checkout. Which now, by the way, most of them are available in tank tops as well for the summer. So head on over there and get your An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the new Teflon Don shirt, the classic Christ is King shirt, the Sorry No Vacancy shirt, Depart the Mall, or any of my awesome designs, most available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and now tank tops as well. So just click on the design that you want, and then down below on the listing page, you'll see the various options for the t-shirt, tank top, and the hoodie, and long sleeve for most of the designs. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below, enter the promo code WINNER at the checkout to save 20% off this weekend, and check them out!